This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
That is the sound of snoring. And that is the sound of sleep apnea. Every night, millions of people stop breathing for more than 10 seconds for 10, 20, 30, even 80 times per hour while they sleep. And that's dangerous. If you're a sleep apnea sufferer and you don't use or even like your CPAP machine, then you're possibly putting your life at risk. My name's Dr. Kevin Mossman, and not only am I a board-certified sleep dentist, but I'm also a sleep apnea sufferer myself. At our office, I can help you with a custom-made mouth device that takes the place of your dreaded CPAP machine. I love mine because it's comfortable and super easy to use. It costs you nothing to learn more about this life-saving mouth device. So call me today for a free consultation at 732-655-6585. Again, 732-655-6585. Or visit us online at sleepdentistnj.com. Again, that's sleepdentistnj.com.
Come see the future stars of the New York Yankees play for the Trenton Thunder. Top prospects will play at Arm & Hammer Park all summer long. Join us for endless family fun with Super Value Tuesdays, where kids eat free. Great specials on Thirsty Thursdays and Pork Roll Fridays. Stick around after every Thursday and Saturday night game throughout the summer for a special post-game fireworks show. Tickets are on sale now at TrentonThunder.com.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, art of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank.
That's right. It's another episode of Trenton Waves with me, Frank Sasso, your host. I am sitting here with the man, the myth, the legend. Any other titles I should know about?
that's probably plenty.
The general manager of the Trenton Thunder, Mr. Jeff Hurley. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
Hey, man, you look like you work out, man.
Not much. Not with the busy schedule with baseball season coming around the corner, but thank you for that.
Maybe that's part of the working out.
Well, yeah, during games I do walk about, I think it's about 3-4 miles a game. So, yeah, you get your exercise during the summer.
Very cool office you have here.
Well, thank you.
The color green is very neat.
It's like grass green. Like grass green, yeah.
You know, when I walked in, I'm waiting for Jeff. As soon as he opens the door to his office, Rookie comes running out. And I'm like, oh, he's like in the executive office back here.
Yeah, Rookie is our golden retriever, our bat dog. So he is an employee of the Trenton Thunder. And if you've been to games, you see a dog run on the field during the first or second inning. And that's Rookie. He'll retrieve the bat and bring him back to the dugout. But he's also like a full-time employee, too. We put him to work in the offseason.
Does he have to clock in?
He clocks in for treats. Yeah, exactly. But it's great having him around in the office. It's hard to have a bad day. And then he greets all our guests.
It's very, very cool. He was totally making me feel welcome. Okay, Jeff, general manager of the Trenton Thunder. I have one big question that's been on my mind, and a friend of mine was helping me kind of word this out. The New York Yankees. I'm from New York, and I love the Yankees, and I've always loved the Yankees. My wife loves the Yankees. We just figured everybody loves the Yankees. That's a pretty big deal. Major League Baseball, New York Yankees. Trenton Thunder is the Yankee farm team. Am I correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. How do you kind of balance the intensity of dealing with a major league baseball club like the Yankees and also being the general manager for a local community team like the Trenton Thunder?
Well, anytime you're associated with the New York Yankees and their brand, it's definitely a positive. It's one of the top known logos in all the world. You know, you see the NY all over the place in photos,
sure,
with fans wearing their hats. So, you know, it's been a great partnership for us here in Trenton to have the Yankees be a part of this organization since 2003. Mm. Now, the good part is I don't have to pick the players on the field. I worry more about how we are going to entertain the crowd and what new and fun things we're going to do outside of the white lines. But as people know, the Yankees have been a successful organization throughout the years. So our product on the field is just as good as the product off the field because of all the talent that the Yankees bring into Trenton as their prospects.
Okay, so then the community of Trenton, like if you were scout for local talent, or how does that work?
No, so I'm pretty much, our organization as the Trenton Thunder is completely separate from the baseball side of things. So the Yankees handle all the scouting and signing and drafting the players. So a player that comes through Trenton needs to be either signed or drafted by the New York Yankees in order to play here.
Oh,
so they take
really?
Care of everything on the player development side of things, where then it leaves the Trenton Thunder and our organization here and our office staff really taking care of the business side of things for the Thunder.
Gotcha. So someone who grew up in Trenton, played Little League in Trenton, or really is pursuing a career in baseball and is from Trenton, he doesn't go through the Trenton Thunder organization. He would have to go through the New York Yankees to be a part of the Trenton Thunder
yeah.
if he's picked.
Correct. So we're on a partnership with the New York Yankees through a player development contract, and all minor league baseball teams that are affiliated have these contracts with major league teams.
I see.
Just so happens that ours is at the AA level with the New York Yankees.
Okay.
Our AAA team is in Scranton. The team below us is in Tampa. So we, as affiliates, do not have to worry about the baseball side of things and getting our coaching staff together and getting the players and putting that product onto the field. We more worry about the business side of things, ticket sales, advertising sales, concessions, merchandise,
to get people
like that,
into the
to
stadium.
To get people into the ballpark.
In Trenton.
In Trenton, yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, so then you really are more on the community side.
Yeah, we are a huge community partner within this area, not just Trenton, but the Mercer County, Bucks County, Burlington County area. And,
sure.
and we really strive to be community partners throughout this area, and all the nonprofits that we're involved in and all the donations that we've done throughout our 26 years. It's over $7 million in donations, whether it be monetary or through goods and services through our Trenton Thunder charity. So we try and stick out, not just as a baseball product where you can watch quality New York Yankee baseball, but we also take our community partnerships very seriously.
I could see why. We happen to like that it's in Trenton, just because this is Trenton Waves. We're in Trenton, and it also helps spur on new businesses surrounding the stadium and for other things for people to do after the game, before the game, that kind of thing. So that's why I was asking. I am glad to know that you guys are more on the community end of it. That's very, very cool. What brings you to Trenton specifically?
How long is this show? No, I'm just kidding. you know, I'm a local kid. I grew up in Hamilton.
Did
so
you?
I went to Steinert High School, and I played baseball throughout my high school and college years. And while I was in college, I knew I wasn't going to get drafted. I knew I wasn't good enough to play professional baseball. So I thought to myself, what's the next best thing? And that's, why not work in it and,
sure,
and
be
still be
it.
Around
yeah.
the,
sure.
the game of baseball? So I was lucky enough to have a few internships during my college years, one at my school at DeSales University in Allentown, Pennsylvania with an independent team. And then after I graduated, I actually interned here with the Thunder, and that was back in 2004. So I've been able to be with this organization my entire career, 15, 16 years, and I've just kind of wiggled my way through this organization through ticket sales, community relations, baseball operations, the accounting department, and I've learned so much that I was able to put all that together, including my internship, and become the fifth general manager in Trenton Thunder
That's
history.
That's so cool. So then you're number five.
I'm number
five. And you started when?
I started in 2004 as an intern.
Okay. No, but as general manager, when did you
As general manager, September 2015.
I thought you were much more recent than that.
I've been GM for three full seasons, and this will be going on my fourth.
Now, the new season, first game, when does it start?
April 12th. We actually start on the road, which is nice for us. We give it about seven more days to warm up, hopefully
okay.
to get to the 60s and 70s, even though that never happens. But yeah, we open up on the road April 5th, and then we are home here at Arm & Hammer Park on Friday, April 12th, 7 p.m. start.
Okay, so Friday, April 12th, 7 p.m. start. You can buy tickets online?
Yeah, www.trentonthunder.com, or you can contact our box office at 609-394-3300.
Can you just walk up and buy them at the box office?
Yeah, our ticket window is always open. Just come on up to the stadium if you're in the area. You can stop by our ticket window, and they'll be able to sell you tickets.
You guys put on a good show. And I remember, actually, it was in 2003. My wife and I just moved to Trenton, and we stayed downtown overnight. We caught a baseball game, and we just wanted to see the fireworks because we're not really sports people. So we're like, oh, pick a night that there's fireworks, and we'll get tickets to that game. Okay, so we bought tickets to the game. We had a great time. We came here. We sit down waiting for this game to start, and Derek Jeter, of all people, gets up there and starts hitting him out of the park. It was here on, I think it was Rehab.
Oh, Rehab, yeah, 2003. Yep.
I mean, what were the odds of that happening? Like, we're buying tickets to see the fireworks, and a Major League Baseball player, Derek Jeter, standing right in front front of us. And we were like only like, we were very close. He was like maybe, it seemed like 20 feet. Maybe it was more than that, but it seemed very close.
You probably should have bought a lottery ticket that day too to see Derek Jeter that up close and personal. That's the great thing about this ballpark is one, you know, we have fans that are not always baseball fans, you know, but they want to come here and be entertained. And that's what we provide our fans is entertainment. We have all different promotions, fireworks being the most popular. We do 22 shows a year.
Wow.
On the firework nights from April to September. So we can entertain just the novice baseball fan or the diehard Yankee or Philly or Met fan that wants to come in and see good baseball. And like you said, you had great seats. You just came up and were able to get. There's not a bad seat in the house.
I was just going to say that. There is not a bad seat in the entire stadium. Absolutely not.
And it's just a great atmosphere to take in a game. You're local. You don't have to worry about the traffic of driving to Philly or New York. You're going to see good baseball. You're going to be entertained, and it's going to be very family affordable for you.
Speaking about family, you do baseball, and that's all great. What about the off seasons when there's nothing going on at the stadium? Is the stadium like available for like rental or concerts or things like that?
We are available up until a point. We shut down in the winter. We're not winterized, so we don't have running water except throughout the front office. So, unfortunately, we will shut down in the winter months. But up until about November, we'll rent the facility out for different events such as, you know, in our Yankee Club, baby showers, bar mitzvahs, birthday parties.
Oh, up in the rooms.
Up in the rooms on the suite level. And then on field, we do showcases. We do high school and Legion baseball games. We'll do softball games. Anything is available. We'll try and do it as best we can if someone's interested in renting the facility.
That's good to know because I had no idea that you guys even did that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so very, very cool. We'll be getting our water back on in the next couple weeks, hopefully weather permitting. And so that'll be a full go for the season, but we will rent the facility out depending on what it is and if we're able to handle it.
How do things work out when you bring your pet, like the bring your pet day? Does that like, is there like any kind of like chaotic scenes going on?
We've been lucky and we've been doing it for about 12 years and we consider ourselves the most pet friendly ballpark in America. I mean, not many teams actually have a golden retriever on their staff with Rookie as being our bat dog, but yeah, we allow fans 3 games throughout the year to bring their dog to the ballpark and enjoy a game with man's and woman's best friend. And it's been well received in this area, and we've had a good amount of dogs, and it kind of all comes together. We usually do 2 during the season, and then it all comes together at our Bark at the Park, which is in August, and fans can bring their dogs, and then they also can visit vendors on our concourse for samples, and they get free samples from those. There's about 15 to 16 tables that have free samples, so it's a true event to see at the ballpark, almost like a must attend.
Craziest thing you've ever seen in your time as general manager, whether on the field, in the office, with a dog, with a human?
You mentioned a dog, Rookie's first appearance, which was in 2015, dating back a little bit. But when we sent him out to go get a bat, he ran right by the bat and decided to run around the field like it was his own little playground. It was actually captured on ESPN, the fun that Rookie was having around the ballpark that day. But that was cool. Another one that sticks out, this was my first year as general manager in 2016. We were actually in a fog delay for about 2.5 hours. And in my 16 years here at the Trenton Thunder, we had never gone into a fog delay. And asking a few employees that had been here longer, they had never seen it as well. But you could not see the outfielders from home plate.
Wow.
So we entered a 2.5 hour fog delay in the bottom of the 8th inning.
People waited?
Some people did, some people didn't. And it's an interesting thing because usually with rain, you can forecast what's going on and look at radar and when's it going to stop or when's it going to start. Well, fog has no such thing. So you're just kind of playing the waiting game.
And it's in the fireworks.
Unfortunately, it's in the hands of the umpires, and I didn't have a say in it. But luckily enough, the fog lifted about 2.5, luckily
wow.
or unluckily. The fog lifted about 2.5 hours later, and we were able to complete
That's
the
crazy.
Game. And it was a Thunder win. So.
It was
a unique experience and one you really don't, it really doesn't come in the handbook of how to be a general manager. So that was a fun, unique experience.
2.5 hours. Well, God bless the people that hung around. Those are the diehards.
Yeah, they certainly are. They certainly are.
You ever meet Steinbrenner?
I never met Steinbrenner. I met Brian Cashman, who's a really good guy. And everybody within the Yankee organization is great to work with. And they've certainly been a huge asset for us here in Trenton. And again, it's just been a great relationship since 2003.
I don't know how it works as general manager. Do you have some kind of a plan, like maybe like a 10-year plan, a vision or something like that, maybe 5-year vision?
Yeah, we're always talking about how we can make our fan experience better and what we can offer, and always changing within this ballpark to make our fans more happy, to make it more fan-friendly when they come. We're always thinking about the next new idea in terms of promotion. So, you know, we're always trying to better ourselves each and every year, and we want 2019 to be the best year yet. Last year in 2018, we had our 25th season. We hosted the Eastern League All-Star Game, which were great events. Now we're going into 2019 saying, okay, how can we top that year? And hopefully we'll succeed.
Any ideas like
that
specifically that you're able to share? Or not?
Well, we have 22 fireworks shows, which is always very popular.
We're doing
you see?
<That's> really cool.
We're doing 8 bobbleheads here. We have our Thunder pork roll returning, where we become the pork roll on Friday nights. We have a couple bobbleheads that have been released. We're doing a really cool one. Our bat boy, Tommy, who's been here for 3 years. He's a special needs bat boy, and he's been a tremendous asset and a part of this organization. We're actually doing a bobblehead for him. So he's going to have his own bobblehead, which has been getting a lot of great reviews on social media. And then we have a couple bobbleheads that we haven't currently announced yet that are in the works. Hopefully they work out. The Trenton Thunder has been successful, and if it's not broke, don't fix it. But you still want to come out with new, fresh ideas to really keep the crowd on their toes.
Very, very cool. So, Jeff, like, where do you hang out? You know, for dinner, where do you frequent the Trenton establishments at all? Or
I've been to Perfetto's Pizza Place. I try and make it a quick trip for myself so I can get back to work and enjoy the office hours. But yeah, there's a lot of great establishments here in Trenton. We have a great relationship with 1911, and they do a phenomenal job and are great partners of ours. And by the way, the food is phenomenal as well.
So, lemon pepper wings, man. You can't beat them.
Yeah, they do a lot of good stuff. So there are a lot of great hidden gems here in Trenton, and we hope to help bring the people to Trenton so they can find them.
Well, is there anything on your heart that you want to share, that you want to get out there, that maybe we didn't cover?
For people that have never been to a Trenton Thunder game, I highly recommend it, and not just because I work here now, but I've been a fan as well. You know, 1994, 95, coming to games as a kid in middle school and taking those school trips. It's just something to do with your entire family, and the affordability of coming to a minor league game and still seeing good baseball, but really getting the extra entertainment value associated with that. I think you can't go wrong. We're so close to any type of city or town in this area with Bucks, Burlington, and obviously Mercer County. So right off 29, easy to get to. It's a great time with the family. You're going to come, you're going to enjoy a hot dog and a beer if you're of age, and really see some good baseball and some good entertainment.
So cool. So Jeff, where can people find, follow, subscribe, listen to all that is Trenton Thunder?
So you can give us a call, 609-394-3300, or visit our website, trentonthunder.com. We're all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We even have a Snapchat as well. So just search Trenton Thunder and you'll be able to find us. And we keep everybody updated on what's going on throughout the offseason into the season. You'll see all our cool promotions. Our website has our promotional schedule uploaded already. So you can buy some tickets and pick out a game that you want to come to.
There you go. Jeff, thanks for coming on the show, brother.
I appreciate it, Frank.
This was fun. Yeah, this was a lot of fun. I learned a lot about Trenton Thunder I didn't know about before.
Sometimes there's some stuff behind the scenes that not many people realize what goes on, but we're here to entertain, where we're here to have a good time.
That's awesome. This is Frank, your host, Trenton Waves. Sasso out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer and you don't use or even like your CPAP machine, then you're possibly putting your life at risk. My name's Dr. Kevin Mossman, and not only am I a board-certified sleep dentist, but I'm also a sleep apnea sufferer myself. At our office, I can help you with a custom-made mouth device that takes the place of your dreaded CPAP machine. I love mine because it's comfortable and super easy to use. It costs you nothing to learn more about this life-saving mouth device. So call me today for a free consultation at 732-655-6585. Again, 732-655-6585. Or visit us online at sleepdentistnj.com. Again, that's sleepdentistnj.com.
Come see the future stars of the New York Yankees play for the Trenton Thunder. Top prospects will play at Arm & Hammer Park all summer long. Join us for endless family fun with Super Value Tuesdays, where kids eat free. Great specials on Thirsty Thursdays and Pork Roll Fridays. Stick around after every Thursday and Saturday night game throughout the summer for a special post-game fireworks show. Tickets are on sale now at TrentonThunder.com.